The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Old School, sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Well, 5 o'clock hour, Jay Foreman, DP, Austin Orman, Old School. We are live in effect, 1040 O Street on this beautiful Wednesday. We are brought to you by the Mercado, Certified Piedmontese, Special Ingredients of Butcher Shop, 84th and Havelock, 30th and Yankee Hill, 168th and Maple up there in the O. NBA talk, because the draft is tonight, a lot of lives will change and a lot of franchises will hopefully either change or get worse. But before that, DP, haven't been able to ask you, finally, the Lakers decided to hire a coach. I want to ask you, what are your thoughts on J.J. Redick being the new Lakers coach?
It's great for off season. It's a great conversation piece. I don't want to say I don't care, but all of this kind of bores me. Is that a fair thing to say that? It seems like a manufactured soap opera.
Like forced.
Yeah. What are you doing? What are you doing? To tell me that J.J. Redick is the best NBA available coach makes a statement. Well, what was everybody else doing?
Right.
Like what are you even doing? And so I don't know. Like he's J.J. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not. I'll watch you see what you do, but am I moved by it? No, not particularly. Not particularly.
Yeah, I think. I mean, I think it's a wait and see. I think you know the Lakers are pretty much like the Cowboys, right? If you really, you know, I'm a Lakers fan. I've been a Lakers fan forever, but the way they went about it, they were threw it out there, and they were probably going to try to make a really big run for Jason Kidd. Dallas said, not so fast. We're going to re-up you and bring you back. They had some other guys. I don't really think they were really interested in Hurley. I think Hurley, you pimped them to get more money. And I think the Lakers did it to throw up the smokescreen that they are actually out there trying to hire a big-time coach.
But why would they – again, this is part of the problem with the Lakers and part of this whole process. Why would you allow yourself – why would the Lakers – one of the Mount Rushmore organizations in all of pro sports, allow themselves to be pimped by anybody who's not in the game and at the top of the game? Why would you allow that? Why are you so disconnected and so disorganized and so carrying so much low self-esteem that you allow a non-NBA coach, two of them, as a matter of fact, to be your focus and to pimp you?
I guess I can't speak for them that they actually got pimped. I think I'll retract that. I think they put out the perception that they were really trying to hire Hurley or Jay Wright. They put out the perception. I don't think they actively were. So I don't think Hurley pimped them. I think he really was somewhat interested. He got on a flight and went out there. But I think if you're going to try to get a two-time national champion, right, to move and leave a comfortable situation, you're going to have to overpay him. It's no different if DP, I'm trying to draft you and I'm the Minnesota Twins GM and you're coming out of high school. I got to pay you more because you're a high school player. They were not serious about getting him. They were not serious about Jay Wright, or else they would have done it because enough money would have got him out there. The thing that was so interesting to me is you could have got I'm assuming you could got Monty Williams on like a discount, right? Because Detroit is paying him a boatload of money, or you could have cost shared. It seemed like that wasn't an option. I do think JJ Redick knows the game. He knows the game. He's going to have to get a good staff. I think the Lakers are an example of Rob Pelinka, who got the job by being Kobe's, you know, agent, is just inept at doing his job right now.
Well, I mean, you said a thing that they weren't serious about what they were doing.
That's, I just think if you didn't offer, what was the numbers?
No, I think you're right. Yeah. Like, I think you're right that they weren't serious, but that's, again, that's how you got in this situation.
Right.
They offered Hurley 6 and 70.
Right.
To leave UConn.
Right. You probably had to have been 6 and.
So he was looking for 8 and 100.
Right.
Out of them.
Yeah.
You're not doing serious business. You're the Lakers and you're not doing serious business. Your arch rivals are winning the NBA title and doing real grown serious business. And you are over here having a circus.
Yeah.
You are over here with clown shoes on and a honking nose. Like, what? Look at us.
Don't forget the wig.
Right. Yeah. Please look at us. Please look at us. We're doing something. Aren't we interesting? Aren't we interesting?
Yeah.
Aren't we cute? But you're not being serious.
Yeah.
Because serious would say, look, I'll give the Knicks more credit. At least you had a plan, a proactive plan. And here's what we need to beat the Celtics. We talked about this.
Yeah.
What were the folks right behind the Celtics going to do? Well, the Lakers are way behind the Celtics. And what are they doing? They're hosting a three-ring circus. And they're not doing serious business. Yeah. So we'll see tonight, because tonight will tell you a lot about what they're going to do, because they have to be active tonight.
In some form or fashion, they don't have the ammo to be active. That's where.
Well, you got the same future draft picks the Knicks had.
The Lakers don't, right, Austin? They have three, right?
Three of the four.
Let me dig real quick.
Yeah, three of the four.
They got, they're picking late this year in the first round. I just think the Lakers are the Lakers. They're like the Cowboys.
Yeah,
you know, it's like, you know, the Cowboys aren't not signing about, you know, the signing back their free agents. You're out there just everybody on a 1 year deal. Like, dude, that's not the way the NFL is going. So, but I do think JJ Redick, if allowed the time and opportunity, will eventually be a good NBA coach. It's just very, you know, new to it and surprising that they hired him.
I'm cool with sitting back watching.
Yeah. All right, the Lakers have 17-55 this year. And I think one other second. I'm not seeing where it's at. The Knicks, on the other hand, this year, New York, that's New Orleans.
You gave them the four.
They have a one of Dallas's first and a second from Utah. So they have 24, 25, and 38.
Yeah, but see, you got to count Bridges in as part of the Knicks draft.
Mm-hmm.
So they're 10 steps ahead of the Lakers and everybody else. Now, really, when you think about it, now the pressure's on Philly. Now, what's Philly going to do? You know, they've been connected with Paul George. Then it comes back to the West Coast. What's Golden State going to do? Is it going to be emotional? They're already setting you up for that they're not going to sign Clay back. DP talked about the Texas coach, right? Just be honest. Why are you saying this is going to be emotional? You had all offseason to talk to this man. Mm-hmm. Klay Thompson probably resides within 30 miles of your facilities.
He rides his boat to work sometimes.
Right. Are you trying to tell me you haven't checked his temperature in eight? You know the landscape of what he wants. This dude's been in your building for I don't know how many years. Tell him either you're going to bring him back or not. Just cut the cord or bring him back. It's going to be interesting. I think there's going to be a little. I think at the beginning, the top half of the draft, you'll see some trades.
What if Durant and Clay end up in the same place?
Do they like each other?
Does anyone have issues with Clay? I feel like if you have issues just with Draymond, Clay's just kind of there doing his own thing, isn't he?
Yeah, Clay does his own thing, but you know they were salty when KD left, though. They had to send Steph out there, but I mean,
KD that, wants Houston, rumor has it. So does Houston want Clay as well?
Well, for what you have, right, in Houston being the town where some star power is necessary, absolutely necessary. It's a big city. There's plenty of stuff going on. Mm-hmm. If you're not good or at least not interesting, people will find other stuff to do. They'll go right down the road, watch the Astros. They got young flamethrower down there wearing the Texans. You got a really good women's soccer team. You got
Davis Mills isn't there anymore.
Yeah.
You back it up though.
You know, right. So I listen, if you told me, and again, I'm still trying to figure out why the Wizards aren't at the top of the table. Let KD come home.
Liberty's leave policy was tremendous. Having the ability to take 16 weeks off, fully paid to bond with my child, was an incredible experience.
At Liberty Mutual, you can find a career that supports you at every step, even baby steps. We offer up to 16 weeks parental leave for new moms and dads. And because not everyone's pathway to parenthood looks the same, we offer robust fertility, surrogacy, and adoption benefits too. Learn more at libertymutualcareers.com and pursue your tomorrow today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
Let him come home. Like,
what pick do they got? Number two.
They're number two.
They're going to take Alex Starr.
This is why I cannot fan for these people.
But do you think KD would come back and play for the Wizards?
He would come. His mama would meet him at the airport. Listen,
wanted to be right there picking him up,
waiting for him. Come on back here.
So baby. What do you do with Poole then? Because KD ain't going to play with
who
him.
Who cares?
Who's going to take him?
Would you rather have KD for 2.5, 3 years or Sar for 7?
KD, right now, let me go.
KD, because you got to sell tickets.
Yeah, let me go. It's DC.
I think Sar is going to give you. I think he's going to be nice.
Listen, if your name not KD, I don't want you more than I want KD. That's like, well, let's simplify it. I think people get in their own heads, but whatever you can do with number two, with this number two pick, whatever you can do, it's not KD. And it's not right now.
But isn't that what got the Wizards here is going all in on right now?
No.
Mediocre way?
No. That long vision was a whole different problem. Like, you had John Wall and Beal and some bodies and didn't think.
Maximize.
Right. Yeah. Like, you didn't think enough to lock it down and keep it moving. Fix the things that are fixable. Having a star like KD with some leadership skill, yeah. I would take that.
What do you got before we get into the mock draft? What do you think happens with James Harden, the Paul Georges? What do you think James Harden does?
I would ask the question about your other city away from home, Charlotte. I would ask the question because you bought into the ball party. And while he shows flashes, he's always hurt.
Yeah.
He's always hurt. So if you have a contributor, a full-on contributor, somebody that can, a coach on the floor who can simplify, and then a coach in the locker room who could tell these young cats, hey, nah, bro, you can't be here. Yeah. You can't be at that club on a Tuesday night when you got Golden State the next night. Because he'll be at the club, and he'll know who's in there or not.
I mean, I like it, man. I like the them trying to get somebody, but it's going to be interesting to see what Charlotte does, especially with the change in ownership.
Kelly Eco of The Athletic reported yesterday, Charlotte continues to express interest in acquiring number 3 from Houston, and Houston would want Mark Williams in return. at least.
Yes.
Yeah, yes. Well, and that fits for Houston.
Mark's that dude, though.
Because Mark is he's a rebounder, mid-range. He actually has a little bit more. He actually has deeper than mid-range, and he's definitely a shot blocker. Mm-hmm. So that allows their young guys to, you know, spread out and do their thing. I mean, I like it for Houston.
I just think that at the top of this thing, it's Atlanta, Washington, Houston, San Antonio, Detroit, Charlotte. All of them need to be active. All of them need to have all, like, they can't say no to anything yet. All of them have to consider every offer, and there are too many teams beneath them in that Utah Jazz, Chicago Bulls, OKC Thunder space that are a player or an addition away from moving up a notch in the playoff conversation. So that's how you do it. These teams at the top six teams aren't going, listen, it's going to take a work of art. An absolute masterpiece for them to move up out of these bottom spots.
Right.
I mean, you need, if you're San Antonio, four is not good enough. You have to move up to one or two.
We have four and eight if you want to do something.
Right. You it has to be a thing that now is the time you dance. Like, literally, now it's Pop. And I have a sneaky suspicion that Pop is like, I've got three more years. I can't wait for these young dudes. Let me package these, or let me give one to one and one to another, and I'll go get me some dudes who are going to at least make me a threat.
Buford's still the GM, right?
Let me ask you this. This came to my mind, and it's only because he reminds me of the Iceman, George Gervin. And you talked about Pop, and everybody respects Pop. What do you think if he packaged the 4 and 8 pick, right? Or one, like, say the 4 pick and say a future top, you know, what are they, unprotected or whatever.
They've got
and a player two or two, later. Right?
Yeah, they've got two.
To Phoenix to pair KD with the French Connection. And you still keep 8 and pick your French Connection buddy.
I'd rather have Beal.
Really?
In San Antonio? Yeah.
Pop probably would rather have Beal.
Over KD? No way.
KD's a better player. Beal, it would be better for Wemby.
Yeah.
Because Phoenix needs to remember that it's Devin Booker's team.
Yeah.
Phoenix has lost that. So Phoenix needs to build around Devin Booker. They need to get back what they can for KD. See what Beal wants to do. I like Beal as a running mate with Booker. But I absolutely take Beal in a heartbeat in San Antonio over KD.
No way.
I would keep Phoenix as
Spider-Man
is.
In it.
I would keep Phoenix as is. I would take that 22. I'd move up. I'd move up and get me a different playmaker.
I'd trade Grayson Allen to San Antonio. You'll try to get up there.
Nobody taking that dude.
You just broke bread with him.
Anybody taking
40% 3-point shooter. Need that around Wemby.
Yeah, where'd he go to
school? Well, the Spurs need to do is sign Luke Kennard.
Where'd he go to school?
Does that matter? Yeah. He's from Jacksonville. Does that count?
Yeah.
Well, there you go. Yeah. There, you just told on yourself. I just wonder what superstar tonight is going to get traded.
And it's going to be somebody. There will be somebody traded tonight who's going to be mad.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like that ain't going to show. You're going to do the Carmelo Anthony just be there for a day.
Yep. Like mad.
Yeah. That's what I wonder. Who's going to get traded tonight? That really doesn't want to be traded, or is superstar to get traded? There's a lot of kind of. You got to think, we just talked about James Harden. You got to think Russell Westbrook, too. Like, mm-hmm. Obviously, he's not the same score as he was, but still a Hall of Fame player, big personality, big trade. We talked about DeAndre Ayton. He's the perfect trading material because he's still young enough, but the Portland thing hasn't worked. I mean, my man said he couldn't get to work because of the ice storm. You're the only person that didn't show up to practice. You were chilling at the crib. Matter of fact, they probably saw you online playing Call of Duty. Those type of players. Does the Timberwolves move one of their Twin Towers? It didn't look good against Dallas. And whether it's Karl-Anthony Towns is the same boat as KD.
Minnesota is going to be so much fun.
You know what I'm saying? So what do you do?
Walker Kessler might be on the move.
I forgot about him.
In Utah?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Utah's busy. Like, Utah's got a ton of picks.
Right.
Sexton could be on the move.
Right. Got that interesting.
Detroit's going to be a player, though. Because, yeah. I mean, look.
Spurs go get Cade Cunningham.
The Detroit's going to be active, and this is why I think Detroit's going to be active. Trajan Langdon wants to make his presence. And DP talked about it when we talked about number one pick in far as like football picks. Trajan Langdon is a new GM. His first year, he's not just going to sit back and just say, you know what, let's just do a snake draft. He's going to be moving and shaking in free agency and, you know, in the draft, or the draft and then free agency. He's already done it firing the coach at $65 million. And then he hired his old running mate to be a GM, hired him away. So
You know, nickname, right?
What?
DP?
What is it?
The Alaskan Assassin.
Yeah.
Oh, make
his presence felt.
I remember that. He was the stiffest brother I ever seen come. He was stiff.
He shoot it, though.
Yeah, he was.
The fact that we're talking about Trajan Langdon.
He worked his way up, though, man.
Give him 2024. Like, that. We are literally, it took somebody that is a Duke fanatic to inject Trajan Langdon into the conversation in 2024.
He injected himself by firing a coach and giving him $65 million.
To not be here.
Who gave him the power?
Who owns Detroit?
Who gave him
the power? We got to find him.
Who gave him the
power? I guarantee he doesn't live in Detroit.
Tom Gores.
What is it?
$9.1 billion worth. American billionaire businessman, founder of Platinum Equity, headquartered in Beverly Hills.
There it is.
Became owners in 2011, sole owner circa 2015.
Yeah, see, he playing career mode on NBA 2K.
Boy, he out here.
Michigan State guy.
He got two bottles of red wine, sitting up with his feet up, making decisions.
Mm.
Dreaming of being back at Cameron.
I wonder if this is Rico here. 54-52 says OG and Bridges New York Finals champions. Negative Ghost Rider. That pattern is full. Knicks ain't never gonna win anything. Anyways, we're gonna take a quick break. Come back. Jay Foreman, Austin Orman, DP. We're gonna dive into some just random sport news today. Anyways, we'll be right back.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.